Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Soulshine Band. Whew, beautiful. And thank you to all the fathers out there. None of us would be here without dads, right? And moms, but today we're celebrating dads. So, and therefore, today I'm going to talk to you about something that touches each of our lives, whether we realize it or not. Something that can be subtle or bold, quiet or awe-inspiring. I'm talking about miracles. What is a miracle? What is a miracle? Well, through the lens of Unity teachings, a miracle is simply something that occurs when we are in line with divine law. Now, traditionally, people tend to view miracles as divine interventions that defy the laws of nature, but we see them differently. We do not see miracles as rare supernatural events, but as natural outcomes of the working of the universe and being in alignment with it. I hear bells. Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, wrote this: "What is called a miracle is nothing more than the operation of a higher law." In other words, miracles are not exceptions to the rules. They are the rules. Got that? Miracles are not exceptions to the rules. They are the rules when we live in spiritual alignment. We know that the universe is governed by law, laws of physics, laws of science, and divine laws as well. Just like gravity, when we live in harmony with those laws, miracles become not only possible, but commonplace and expected. Now, we also believe in the power of mind. Our thoughts, our words, our faith shape our reality. Therefore, if we think and believe that miracles only occurred to a few chosen people thousands of years ago, or only occur if the stars line up right, you know, or if God is in a good mood that day, or, you know, maybe we've done something to earn it, well, that's what we are going to manifest. But when we get into the consciousness that miracles are real, miracles are commonplace, when we are in alignment with divine principle, miracles become commonplace. Charles Fillmore also wrote, "Humans are radiating centers, and we carry with us an atmosphere which is impregnated with divine ideas. The ideas of God, the ideas of spirit, the ideas of divine mind, call it what you will." It's a powerful statement. It means that we are not just meant to be passive observers. We are active participants in the miracle of creation, moment by moment, consciousness by consciousness. Let's look at some of the things Jesus taught us about miracles. Throughout the Gospels, he demonstrated the key that faith is what it takes. Not faith like we grew up, so many of us, well, you just got to have faith. You just got to believe in Jesus. But faith as a power, as a principle that we use to bring about miracles. Janet shared a little bit. I don't think the board got all the information on what happened for our youth group. You know, they had that yard sale a couple weeks ago, and they raised a lot of money, but it was not enough to fund everything they wanted to do. And one of the things that they were going to do and had planned on doing was serving as sponsors of preteen kids at a preteen rally. We call them Uniteens. But they hadn't raised quite as much money as they needed to do that. So they decided they wouldn't do that, that something else would happen. Well, what the something else was a miracle. Somebody in the church in Dallas, in the Unity Church, somehow got wind of it, I don't know how, and they said, "We will pay your kids' way here to do this." That's a miracle. When we, yes, yes. when we are in alignment with principle, and the principle was an opportunity for our teens to serve as mentors to the preteens, to the younger children, to put together an event for them. When they are in alignment, when we are in alignment with principle, miracles happen from every direction, known and unknown, expected and what?
Unexpected.
That's what Jesus taught over and over and over again. Think about all the times that they said he did a miracle of healing. And I've said this before. What did he not say? He didn't say, I did it. He said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith. He understood, and modeled the divine law of cause and effect, the power of belief, the power of intention, and alignment with the Father within. It's Father's Day, I'm going to say that. With the Father energy within. Think about when he fed the multitude. He didn't wave his hands and say magic words and create loaves and fishes out of thin air. He blessed what already was there. And he gave thanks. And in that consciousness of gratitude and abundance, the miracle unfolded. It's not magic. Miracles are not magic. They are spiritual law. When the world sees lack, spirit sees plenty. When the world sees illness, spirit sees wholeness. Another miracle, the raising of Lazarus. Before he called Lazarus out of the tomb, Jesus prayed this: Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know you always hear me. That's not the language of desperation. He didn't say, oh God, I hope this works. He didn't say, Lazarus, can you come out of the tomb? He said, I know you hear me. I know you always hear me. I don't even need to do this prayer because I believe in spirit. I believe in energy. I believe I'll wait till that passes. Oh, it wasn't too loud. He had a certainty, a faith in the divine connection that was so strong it was transformative. And miracles are inevitable. Lazarus came out of the tomb, which is metaphysically a symbol of us coming out of the tomb of old thinking, which is what we do at Unity. We're always rising up out of the tomb of old thinking and aligning with spiritual truth. Because when we do that, the impossible becomes possible. I shared with you the story of our YFM, our YOU, and the miracle they experienced. I want you to take a moment and think about what miracles you have experienced in your life. What miracles have you witnessed? You know, I don't care what your politics are, but yesterday we saw the miracle of people coming together in like mind. Things happen when we're in alignment with spirit, with divine mind, with one another. And I believe that we, as a species, as a nation, and as a community, are at a point of change. That's what all this chaos is. It's energy shifting. It's things unfolding. And all of it, I think, is necessary to get to the other side. What is unfolding, though? You know, I think about the miracles we have experienced right here in this church. I've been here for over 40 years, except for the 7 years I was in Joplin. I've seen a lot of miracles here, but I am seeing a new energy. I am seeing a new expectation. I am seeing a shift happening. Are you feeling it? Yes. That wasn't a very enthusiastic yes, but in this series, you will become aware of it, I promise. Looking back 4 years ago, we were deeply in debt. We had a contractor who had ripped us off. We had a construction loan outstanding. We owed the IRS thousands of dollars. For those of you who weren't here, yeah, it was bleak. We couldn't even use most of the building. But I held a vision. I didn't let the appearance of what was bring me down. And the board and the members caught the vision. And out of that vision came a miracle. Carl, many of you know, pretty much single-handedly with Patrick and Jay and a few others, completed our remodel. The construction loan we had out was forgiven. We paid off the IRS. None of that would have been possible if we had been in the consciousness of, oh, things are terrible. We were in the consciousness of what's on the other side. What is the miracle that is waiting to unfold? It's right here waiting. I think of personal miracles. When I took the job in Joplin for 7 years, miracle happening, meeting Novella and getting married. And then a bigger, well, not a bigger miracle, no, but a big miracle coming back to my home here. Miracles happen when we're in alignment with Spirit. And I know all of you out here have some miracles that have happened in your life. And so in the next 6 weeks, I am giving you the opportunity to share your miracle. If you're comfortable sharing it up here on Sunday morning, wonderful. Let me know, and I'll work it into the service. We want to hear it. Your miracles inspire our miracles. Your miracles inspire the big miracle that we are experiencing. You are a miracle. So send me your miracle stories. And let me know if you're comfortable sharing it. If you're not, I'll share it if you give me permission to. Okay? Got that? All right. Now, let's go into... Only one person got it? Do I need to explain it again? Okay. I know. You're not supposed to say things in church. Yes, go ahead. So let's look at the science behind miracles. Let's take a look at how science is proving that miracles are real. Quantum physics, we've been talking about that a lot the last couple weeks. It suggests that at the subatomic level, particles exist in a state of possibility until they are observed. Those are miracles waiting to be observed. That energy just waiting for us to be the channel for it to express through. And they become real when they're focused upon. Sound familiar? That aligns with our principle that our consciousness shapes reality. Dr. Joe Dispenza, a neuroscientist and spiritual teacher, said this: where you place your intention is where you place your energy. Got that? Where you place your intention is where you place your energy. Where are you placing your intention? Because that's where your energy is going. That's not metaphysics. That's measurable science. You know, there are MRI studies that show that meditation and intention rewire the brain. Studies on heart coherence done by the HeartMath Institute show that positive emotions like gratitude and love regulate the nervous system and influence the body's ability to heal. Even in medicine, we see the placebo effect, where a patient recovers or heals because they believe they are taking medication. Belief is the key. That's the power of consciousness in action. So when Unity teaches us that our thoughts, our beliefs, and our feelings create our world, we're not being poetic. We're being practical. Scientific evidence is confirming what spiritual teachers have known for millennia. So how do we do it? There's always a how. How do we do it? What steps do we take? How do we open ourselves up to more miracles? The first is always the same. You're going to notice this. What do you think the first is? Prayer and meditation. Always. They're not just rituals. These are ways of aligning with divine love. That's how we do it, through prayer and meditation. In meditation, we listen. We calm the mind. We quiet the ego. And we tune our soul into alignment with the infinite. Even 5 minutes a day makes a difference. Even 5 minutes a day can change everything. We use affirmations. Affirmations are not wishful thinking. They are statements of spiritual truth. When you say, I am divinely guided, or prosperity flows to me with ease, you're reprogramming your consciousness to align with the abundance of the universe, to align with the love of the Creator and creation itself. And then we combine that with gratitude. Gratitude changes the channel. Got that? When you give thanks for what is, even if you're not seeing it yet, when you give thanks for what is, you're activating a vibration. You're creating an energy. And what is in the invisible coalesces into the visible. Jesus did that before the loaves and fishes multiplied. He started with gratitude. He started with gratitude when he raised Lazarus. In everything, he started with gratitude. Then we take right action. Faith is not passive. It's not just something we have. Faith is what we do. Faith is the energy of creation. So if we're praying for healing, we have to have action that goes with it. We eat healthy foods. If we're affirming our abundance, we manage our resources wisely. The universe responds to faith backed by action. And then we can move into kindness and service. Because when we give from love, we open doors. We open doors. Our youth, we're going to give their energy in love to younger children, and the door opened. That happens over and over and over again in life. And there's one other thing. There's power in community. That's why we exist. There's power in community. We learn from one another. We support one another. We empower and inspire one another. And when we are aligned in one consciousness, we create miracles. Collective consciousness magnifies energy. This is what Jesus was talking about when he said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you." Now, I know that's been interpreted many ways, but he was not saying, "When you get together and pray, I'm going to pop up in the middle of you." You know, my European blue-eyed, blonde-haired me, which was not him. This is not about prayer circles. He was talking about energetic coherence. When a group holds the same vision, the energy is amplified. Research on group meditation has uncovered something that has been labeled the Maharishi effect. And it has been discovered that when groups meditate together in cities, crime rates drop. We've seen that right here in Albuquerque. That's measurable. That's miraculous. And now I'm going to ask you something. What would happen if we all focused on one vision? What would happen? Gold star for Roland. You know, we've shifted what we do here over the last couple years, this year especially. And it's showing. And sometimes shift creates unique challenges. We have a unique challenge. And it's a wonderful challenge to have. And it's very frustrating sometimes. We are out of room. Now, I know, on Sunday morning, we're fine. We don't need a bigger sanctuary. But during the week, we need space. Do you know that our outreach, our support groups, our healing groups have become so well known and created such a high energy that the state government is now sending people to us to be a part of our diabetes support group, to be a part of the gay men's support group, to be a part of Reiki and Tai Chi and yoga? We got a call from Santa Fe. Can we send people to you? Of course. Do you realize how big an impact we are having? I'm not feeling it. Do you really get it? We are making a difference, but in order to continue to make a difference, we need space. We are maxed out. We have to sometimes say, this can't happen on this date. We have to say, I'm sorry, we don't have room for another healing group at this point. We're being called. The doors are opening. So what do we do? What do we do? Now, some people say, I love our building. I don't want to sell it. Nobody says we have to sell it. We own it. Miracles can happen when we're aligned, when we hold a vision. When we align as one, miracles are not only likely, they are inevitable. My vision is that we have room to serve the world in a greater way, to continue to expand what we are already doing, to make it possible for more people to find out what it is we know. Amen? Can you feel that? Can you feel that energy? So what miracle is calling to us? Well, it's calling to us. It's calling to individuals. Let's start with the individual. What miracle is calling to you?
Retreat house.
Retreat house. What miracle is calling to you? Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a healed relationship. Maybe it's a deeper connection with Spirit. If you want that miracle to happen, name it. Speak it. Claim it. Write it down. Speak it aloud every day. Use affirmations like, I am ready to receive my good. And then once you've got that, change it. I receive my good. Or Spirit guides me to right action. Or my miracle is here and I say yes. Say it with authority. Say it with meaning. Say it with energy. My miracle is here and I say yes. And then release the how. Your job is not to worry about the how. Your job is to hold the what. Hold the what. And let's not stop with individual miracles. As a community, we can set an intention together, a new building, a bigger space, a sacred space that welcomes every soul, a center for peace, growth, and community in Albuquerque. Because there's a lot of churches that do not teach that. We are needed. Resources to make all of this happen, flowing with ease. We can hold the intention and the expectation of a joyous yes from the universe itself. Can you feel it? Oh, I know by the end of the series you're going to be going, yes! That's Spirit moving. That's Spirit moving. We're on the cusp of something big. In 6 weeks, we have a special guest speaker coming. And her coming is a miracle. Her name is Kimberly Braun. She is the author of this book, Miracles in the Naked Light. But one of the big, which we have for sale, by the way. But one of the big miracles is how we found each other. I was sitting in my office a couple months ago talking to somebody about my vision and the challenges of space and what my vision is to overcome those challenges. And we were talking about miracles. We were talking about possibility. And by the way, I am not telling you to give more. If you think that's what I'm saying, don't. I'm sorry, board. That's not what I'm saying. The resources we need are at hand somewhere. We don't know where. We don't have to know where. But they're out there, I promise you. You know, in 1974, there was a group of 18 people meeting in a Quonset hut. Now, some of you are old enough to know what a Quonset hut is. They are hotter than blazes in the summer, colder than anything in the winter. They are not comfortable. But they had a unity community there, and they had a vision. 18 people, and bought this building. Miracles can happen. This miracle that happened with Kimberly Braun coming. I was having that conversation with somebody, and I said, I don't know how, but somebody out there or something out there has what we need, and it's just waiting for Spirit to tell them that we're here, waiting for the doors to open. I finished that conversation, and the phone rang, and I picked it up. And I hear, hi, I am Kimberly Braun, and I'm a former Carmelite nun who is now an ordained interfaith minister, and I want to tell you about miracles. Yeah. I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. I hear you. It's time. So we'll be leading up to her workshop that she's going to do on August, I believe it's August 3rd. It's on the calendar. Right here. So mark that on your calendar and get the book. I believe we are at a turning point in our spiritual journey. I believe this is the moment when we shift from hoping for a miracle to expecting a miracle. We don't have to beg the universe. We don't have to earn divine favor. We already have it. As Charles Fillmore said, the highest and best is continually being given to us. All we have to do is receive it. So, but we also have to prepare to receive it. How do we do that? How do we do that? By shifting our consciousness, by being open and ready and saying yes to the universe. One of the most powerful statements I've read lately is miracles are not for the lucky, they are for the willing. Miracles are not for the lucky, they are for the willing. So let me ask you, are you willing to believe? Are you willing to act? Are you willing to let go of old stories of limitation? Are you willing to step into the infinite? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be saintly. You only have to be available. Miracles need vessels, and you are the vessels. For your own personal miracles, for being a part of a bigger miracle here, for being the part of the miracle of the awakening of humanity as a whole. You're not here by accident. You are here by divine appointment. So let's make it real. Let's speak our vision into reality. Let's walk with faith together. And I'll end with one more quote from Charles Fillmore. You don't have to wait for the manifestation of the Christ in the clouds of heaven. The Christ is here, now. The kingdom of God is within us and all around us. So let's live from that kingdom. Let's expect a miraculous. Let's claim the shift in consciousness. Let's claim an awakening for all of humanity. Let's claim the building. Let's claim the blessings. Let's claim the breakthroughs. Let's be proof of what's possible when Spirit is our guide, because the miracles are already here. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.